The financial collapse of the energy firm Enron has slowed the construction of new power plants around the U.S., but Governor Scott McCallum insists Wisconsin will need more power generation, 6,300 megawatts more, by the year 2016.
There is presently enough energy to meet the needs. We had new record peak demands last summer. Probably the next couple of years, I would hope our economic growth would be such that there would be pressure on the energy needs. But at the same time, that's why I'm pushing so hard for the generation and the transmission capacity of the state.
The largest energy expansion plan is from Milwaukee-based Wisconsin Electric. WEPCO wants to build two large natural gas-fired units in Port Washington and three large coal units in Oak Creek for a total of 2,800 new megawatts. Next week, the Public Service Commission will hold a scheduling hearing on WEPCO's proposal. Debate over the idea will take much of the next year. Steve Hinneker of the Citizens Utility Board says his group will raise several questions about the plan WEPCO calls Power the Future.
Yes, we need new power, but do we need this much power? Or are we better off by doing a different mix of power? I think we're going to be looking at the returns that the utilities will be authorized to get out of this, the ratepayer impacts of the proposal, and some of the specifics about where these power plants will be sited and their environmental impacts.
Governor McCallum also backs a pending bill to give local communities more financial incentives to build power facilities. That proposal could partly replace a portion of the governor's planned shared revenue phase-out. Some cities say the phase-out would discourage them from running local power plants. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.